So, signs that it's nearly Christmas. Christmas trees in the shops. People playing Christmas music in shops. Mince pies. Have you had your first mince pie yet? I'll tell you another sign that it's nearly Christmas is when I get to, at this time in the morning, talk to Trudy Fletcher from Brookwood. Morning, Trudy.
Morning, John. Morning. Oh, so nice to be back again.
It's so nice. I mean, it's been a really strange sort of 18 months, hasn't it, really?
I know, hasn't it, Jess? It's been completely weird for so many people and actually a really, really stressful time as well.
Yes, absolutely. So you ran your food bank campaign last year through the pandemic. I mean, how was that experience running that sort of thing?
Well, do you know, we weren't entirely sure how it was going to work. Obviously, you know, we were in lockdown and people weren't doing an awful lot. But, you know, the community just really pulled together and I couldn't have wished to have been in a better village. They were absolutely phenomenal. We were down on food parcels, but we were actually up on cash.
Okay.
And that was fine because that meant that obviously I could go and do some shopping and that sort of stuff. And I get that people are still very cautious about going to the shops, so it's not a problem. We're happy to take your cash.
Yes, absolutely. Just having knowing that the community is behind you. How many years have you been doing this campaign now?
Oh, gosh, I think this is our sixth year.
Wow.
So something that started off as just like, oh, you know, perhaps we can help somewhere along the line has now, you know, every year it grows and grows and grows, which is amazing because I think, you know, people are getting used to, oh, my God, she's in the village again. She's putting the posters up.
Yeah, it must be Christmas. Like I say, you know, mince pies and Christmas treats in the shops, Christmas music playing, and Trudy in Brookwood.
I've even put my Christmas jumper on this morning to literally get in with the feel and let's get going with it.
We were talking about this actually, Matt and I, on Sunday. Is it too early to start celebrating Christmas?
No! Never. You can never be prepared enough for Christmas, quite frankly.
So, we mentioned COVID and, you know, that must have had a horrific impact on, you know, the food bank and the people that use the services, you know, and in terms of, I suppose, logistics of, like, you know, getting the food parcels to people and things like that during the pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, fair play to the Woking Food Bank. You know, they really came to the party. So they actually closed all of the walk-in services. But, you know, they actually did an amazing job. They were delivering to people instead. So, you know, hats off to them for really going to town and helping people that were in crisis. It's just amazing how, you know, we can adapt as humans from what might be a tragedy to, you know, make things a little bit calmer somewhere along the line. And although the services are back open again now, which is brilliant, you know, because not only did, you know, people struggle with getting food, but I think they also miss that human contact, you know, as humans, we do like to have contact with others. So I'm really pleased that they're back open again now.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it must have been hard because obviously, you know, increased, you know, the pressures of COVID and lockdown and things, but also that's led to, I suppose, increased demand because people are finding themselves in extreme hardship and redundancies and everything else that's surrounding
them.
Yeah,
no, absolutely with that. You know, people being made, like you just said, people being made redundant and the furlough scheme, you know, people not receiving 100% of their wages. Some people live, you know, literally month to month and don't have that backup of some extra cash in the bank, you know, should they have an emergency of some kind. And not only that, but it also had a massive impact, obviously, on people's well-being as well. So, you know, and that can lead to you not eating properly when you're not thinking straight as well. So, you know, increase-wise, yes, they had an increase of 24%, which, you know, is a massive amount in 2019-2020. So I was just having, you know, a look at the figures over the weekend, and they actually serviced 5,969 adults and children in 2020. That's a staggering amount of people that, you know, are looking for food. Staggering.
And in Surrey as well, I mean, we've had this conversation before, but Surrey, you know, if you sort of look from the outside at our county, you think, oh, it's a very rich county, you know, you've got some really pockets of rich areas and lots of money. It's hard to believe that there is poverty here in Surrey.
It would be really nice, you know, if we could reach out to those people and say, it's lovely that you've got four tins of sweets for Christmas, but could you really cope with three and let me have one of those? That
absolutely.
Would be really, really lovely, wouldn't it?
It would be really lovely, yes, Yeah. So, yeah, the food bank campaign for 2021 launches this week, doesn't it?
Yeah, on Friday. This Friday. I couldn't believe when I was sort of looking and thinking, I think I ought to be doing something about the food bank. And then, you know, when you look back over previous years, it's, oh my goodness, it's got to launch this weekend. So it was like quick mad panic. Let's get the posters all redone. And, you know, because I like to have different posters every year, because what that does, it actually draws the eye. Whereas if you have the same posters, yeah, people are like, oh, I've seen that before. Whereas if it's something new and it's something bright and cheery and stuff, so I'm very much, yeah, let's get some new posters. And they're out, they're in the village. I'm circulating them through social media, you know, boring people to death with them.
Spreading the word. So what's happening in terms of this year's campaign then, Trudy?
Well, we've been in the loft over the weekend and we've dusted off the sleigh. So that's actually in the process of being put back together again. It's quite a feat, actually. It's an amazing piece of equipment that one of the villagers made for us a couple of years ago. So, and you know, it's just lovely to have it out with the bells and the lights on and stuff. So yeah, we launch this Friday. We've got a Just Giving page as well, because we found during the pandemic that actually people were more happy to give cash than to obviously going to shops. So fingers crossed, I'm hoping that, you know, it's going to go well. But with these things, you never know, so you have to take it as it comes.
But, you know, you're out there and you're doing something. That's the main thing, and you're giving the community the opportunity, and whatever you raise from this, it's going to make a difference, and this is the important thing, isn't it?
Yeah, and I always think it's one more parcel than what they did have. So even if we only get one bag of food, I'm hoping we get a few more than that.
I'm sure you will.
But even if we only get one bag of food, that's one bag more than what they had yesterday. And, you know, that will help one family with a couple of kiddies. And, you know, with all the everything that's going on in the news, what worries me is the increases of everything, the increasing of cost of living, the fuel, the food, you know. For some families, it might be a difference between, do we have the heating on this weekend, or do we go and buy the supplies that we need to feed the family? I mean, and that makes me feel really sad that some people are having to make that choice.
I know, it's so sort of just thinking that this is going on. It's like the hidden side of our community, you know, almost, isn't it? So the campaign launches. If you can donate cash via Just Giving page, we'll give the address out for that in a bit. But if people want to donate physical items, what sort of stuff are you looking for?
So we're actually looking for non-perishables. I would say anything that you can actually give. What the food bank are currently looking for at the moment are things like cartons of juice, so orange juice, apple juice, washing up liquid, kitchen towels, instant mash, surface cleaners, men's shaving foam, and full UHT milk, because these are things that are long life.
Yeah.
So no fresh milk, so we'll have the cartons of milk. So they're the things that the food bank are currently short on at the moment. But actually, you know, I'll take whatever you're willing to give. Bearing in mind, it's Christmas. For some families, they might not be able to buy their kiddies those little chocolate treats that they perhaps might have been able to afford it on any other occasion.
Okay.
So if we can include some little chocolates in there for the kids, that would be absolutely amazing.
Okay, so anything that's not going to go off, anything non-perishable.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
and so how do we get donations to you? Where are your drop-off points?
Okay, so my drop-off points are my two main usual ones. So again, I've been out pestering the villagers. So Brookwood Club, which is in the heart of the village. So open during opening times, which I think is 9, that would be wrong, wouldn't it? The pub open at 9 o'clock. That would be really wrong. So Brookwood Club, 4 to 11pm, and then Brookwood Post Office and the Bakers. So when you're in there dropping off a parcel, you know, pick yourself up a nice cake or a loaf of bread as well. That's open 8 till 5.30. So brilliant drop-off points. Anybody else that would like to become a drop-off point, please let me know. We've also put a QR code on there, on the posters this year as well. You know, come on, people. We've all got used to the QR codes over the pandemic.
You're getting a bit high-tech, aren't you, now?
I know.
I'm getting good for technology. I love it.
I just thought, do you know what? People are getting used to, you know, checking in places with the QR codes. So I thought, do you know what? Rather than having to type in the whole fundraising page, because it is a bit of a chore having to do that, let's put the QR code on there.
Good.
So I was like super proud.
Get with the technology. So the Just Giving page said, if you want to donate cash, virtually, I suppose, if you don't really want to go into a shop still. What is the Just Giving page?
Okay, so it is a little long-winded, so apologies, but it's www.justgiving.com/crowdfunding/Trudy-Fletcher-1. But as I say, the QR code is on all of the posters. It's on all of my social media prints as well. So click on the QR code and you're there straight away.
Excellent. I like that. And if we want to follow you on social media, do you want to give your Twitter Twitter a bit of a shout out?
Oh, yes. So my Twitter account. So, yeah, you can follow me on that. That's Trudy Fletcher. Just type in that name. It's Trudy with an I. So, and you'll see it on there. Or you can drop me an email. The email address is on all my social media posts as well. Please do get in touch because we really, really need your help this year.
Yes, well, I'm looking forward to our chats over the coming weeks. As always, it's interesting to find out the latest developments because you sort of start off with sort of an idea of how it's going to go and then something amazing happens every year. And I think with you, Trudy, nothing surprises me.
Well, I do try, John. I do try. I think people think, oh, my God, it's her again. Let's just shut her up. Just give her what she wants.
Absolutely. Well, Trudy, thank you so much. It's been really nice to chat to you again. It feels like we're sort of back to some sort of normality. We can have our live chats on the radio and be back in the studio, which is really good. We'll chat next week around the same time to find out what's going on.
Yeah, lovely. All right, thank you very much, John.
Thank you very much. Right, there we go. Thank you, Trudy.
Bye.
Bye, Trudy. So that's Trudy from Brookwood, the food bank campaign launching this week. So do support that. Do get involved. It's so important.